Okay, so people wanted Ezra Fader to smooth out his far from yesterday. Right?
That was
right?
Bad.
No. You want me to smooth it out his far?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get the chinuch away. I'm not ready for that yet. Get your Gemara open.
Well, how does that help with the Sfarah?
Doesn't, but at least you look like you're involved in learning. Kozainam okay. Is. The question was, the Rambam everyone agrees with, right? The Rambam's going to say, what's chutz? What's shechita b'chutz? What's shechita b'chutz?
Outside the makom
avodah. Yeah. Good. That's simple, right? So, but Tosus comes along and has like this different way of looking at it. Because he says, no. He says, what's shechita b'chutz? He's going to have to agree with the location idea. He can't disagree with that. But what is the Isser shechita b'chutz? So that's nice. I like that. So the question is that when it comes to Isser Shechita B'chutz, do we say? I'm actually thinking of spitting on the makom. Anyway, do we say it's a violation of the makom? Is that the problem, right? Or do we say no? It's a problem in the action, and then we're going to say it's an action related back to the makom. So it happens to be when it comes to, let's say, Shechita. So what do I need in order to do Shechita? I need a mizbeach. There's no mizbeach. There's no Shechita to speak of. But when it comes to, let's say, Ketores. No, not Ketores. Sorry, Kmitza. No, not Kmitza. Strike two. Right? No. No, 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 no. What were the two exceptions?
Yeah.
Oh, I am right. Oh, sorry. Ketores Kmitza. Right. Since I don't need a mizbeach, so you could say there's still a makom for the maisa to relate to. As simple as that. Nice point of contention. Easy machlokas.
Remember those are an
usher? Right. So the Gemara says maybe the machlokas, in other words, the Gemara lines up kitcha l'asad lavo, kitcha shaisa, kitcha l'asad lavo, lines up the machlokas based on that. And then the Gemara says, you can also see this argument take place with Rebbe Lezer and Yoshua. Okay? So again, let's just read from that point. Okay? And we just care about the maskana, meaning tzniusa. Read, kapo. Nema. It's good.
There
you go.
Okay.
Okay, which is the one we're going to focus on. So Rebbe Lezer says what?
When they were building the Heichal, they would make the curtains first
right.
For the Heichal and the Azara, and they would build the Heichal from the outside and the Azara from the inside.
Right, so in other words, when the Heichal, you always had what? You always had scaffolding, and then, meaning scaffolding goes up, and then they built the Chumah on the outside, right? Whereas by the Heichal. By the Azara, what do?
They would...
Build the walls on the outside. No, sorry.
No,
sorry.
Build it from the inside also.
Right, I'm sorry. No. By the Heichal, what would they do?
Build from the outside.
Right. The outside. What do you call it? In other words, how you osim climb by Heichal and climb by Azaras. Right? Elish by Heichal, they would build the walls on the outside, right? Mi b'chutz, right? Now, what would that do?
Make a Heichal.
What?
Possibly make the Heichal.
Well, in other words, if they're doing... No. In other words, and that's true. In other, if the scaffolding goes up, right? So now, what do I kind of have at that point?
Structure.
Right, we'll call it like a
designator.
No, I know, but what?
You have the mikdash.
No, forget mikdash. Heichal.
That's okay. What defines
a heichal. Oh, good. Okay, so I have somewhat of a heichal, some type of heichal, right? So now, in order to make sure people aren't in the heichal building, what do? They build a wall on the outside, right? So the scaffolding goes up, because we know where the heichal is. Now, what do? We put up scaffolding. Bam. Now, you build the walls on the outside for what reason? So now the bonim aren't going to be inside. They'll be building from the outside. But when it comes to the Azara, they didn't do it that way. Okay, the Azara, what do? So they built, the workers would go inside and build it from the inside out. So they put up a scaffolding and they went inside. Okay, who cares? Right, so now the Gemara said, and then, okay, Amar Yeshua. Two separate Misaras, by the way, but go on. Shemati, there's two different Misaras there. Go on. Okay, fine. So now the Gemara says, one second, Lab Miklal.
Lab Miklal, the Rabbi Elazar, Savar, Lo Kitcha.
Right. Fine.
Amar Le Ravino Ravashi, Mimai, Dilma, the
Kuli. Now here's, okay, good. So now we're going to say no. Kuli Almoth holds what? So everyone holds is permanent Kedusha. Everyone holds. Okay. Okay. Right, so each one said what they heard. Now, that being the case, V'chitema, what's Rebbe Elazar, what is he adding with this weirdo building process? Right.
For modesty.
In other words, meaning, what don't you climb at all? Right? What could they have done?
What do you mean? You need them when you have the actual Heichal.
No, no, no. What could they have done first? What could you have thought? What's the havamina, so to speak, here?
Build the Mizbeach and then Makriv.
Bam, bam. Good. Good to go. Right? There's like, I got Mizbeach, or I have my menorah, whatever. I have my Kalim. They're in the Makom, right? Good to go. And then we'll worry about building the walls. But it's interesting. What do they do first? They first wanted some type of, again, quasi-structure, right? It's not the final structure, but some sort of functioning structure. Then, essentially, to put the Kalim inside. And then they go ahead and start, what do you call it? And then they start building the permanent walls. So why? Yeah. Why go through this process? Right? Because, let's use Sabalma. Yeah.
Are you using as a premise that the...
Because, Robbie, what helps out was... There's nothing wrong with saying that there isn't a... it's true there is a philosophical idea of Yerusha Mikdash, though it does express... But it does express itself halachically. Meaning, there's a concept in the Torah right after the demise of Korach and what do you call it? And his followers, right? So you have a very fascinating moment in the history of the Jewish people, which is that the Torah says "Hein Gavanu Avanu Klanu Avado," which basically means that God made it as if no Jew anymore has any access to the Shechina, so to speak, right? It's like all Bnei Israel cut away, right? And they said putting it in a the way the Rambam would look at it, it's like how can they have any? In other words, it's like they're cut off from the system of understanding God, right? They're from Avodas Hashem, they're cut off. So then God creates like a compromise, as he does often, which is he's going to create a mikdash, right? But there's going to be he introduces the mitzvah shmiras mikdash there, which is, for instance, the Levium guard and the Kohanim. There's some guarding by the Kohanim also, which means that what do you have? You have only certain people are allowed in, right? So we're going to have you are able to engage in mikdash, but at the same time, there's a limitation, right? And that produces yiras mikdash. That produces yiras mikdash. Yiras mikdash is a very important idea. Again, the majesty of the temple is beautiful. The awe, for instance. The mystique, right? So, but we see other areas, but what I like what you're saying, for me, what I like is that the address to me, I think, is Yerush Mikdash, because there are other areas where you see this notion exists of creating these type of separations. So you're saying, here, what's the problem? The problem is that just like the public isn't welcome into the Mikdash as far as Gavers are concerned, right? We all can't walk into the Heichal, right? Can't do that. So you're saying there's another method of expression of that, which is the physical structure. You're right, halakhically speaking, I know where the Kedusha borders are, but at the end of the day, there's going to be a psul, a pagam in Yiras Mikdash, right, if I can't see the area that's off limits, so to speak. I have to be able to see that as well. So that's what you're saying, that's the Yetznias. You're saying it's, yeah. Ram says in Beis Avichira, he says that that because of permanent Kedusha, he says in Vav Yudala, he says because of permanent Kedusha, right? No, it's about to. There is permanent Kedusha. Then in Tezvav, he says, Lefikach, Makriv and Korbanos, Kulon. So if we can bring Korbanos today. Now I'm going to learn what that means is that the mitzvah of Korbanos is extant. All right? That, let's use the low-hanging fruit one, Korban Pesach. We're all chayim in Korban Pesach. The chi of Korban Pesach is still extant. It's just that, what's the problem? we don't have that which allows us to, to execute said mitzvah. So you can bring your makriv korbanos kulan afish ein sham bayis matzoi. So even though we don't have the actual structure, right? Nonetheless, the chiyuv is still extant. But it seems like, at least in one reading, it seems that the chinuch is arguing with that. So let's read this carefully. Read where he says v'nohagas mitzvah zu.
V'nohagas
mitzvah zu. Sorry. So the mitzvah is read the mitzvah lahakriv. This is tough mem.
Right. So this is lahakriv kol korban bayis mikdash v'lo b'chutz.
Right. That's such a convoluted way to present the mitzvah by the chinuch, by the way. Yeah, it's like very. I don't know if you can ask those questions in the chinuch. But anyway, it's like very convoluted. He's like, you have the. It's to bring all the korbanos in the base of the chira and not outside.
What?
You know.
What do you mean? So I wrote to Lomar, over Ozea, Philip is Manazer, the Hikrip Korban Kutzabais, Rubis Bakira, Shumavatal Asezer.
Stop. So, number one. So, the mitzvah say is to bring every Korban in the base of Bakira. So, if a person brings a Korban outside the base of Bakira, he's Mavatal the mitzvah say of bringing a Korban in the base of Bakira.
Right.
Okay. Not only that, the over
Allah of Habalzek, Moshe Nechtov Lamata, Beseder Zer, Lav Sheni.
Okay. And also, he's also over the Isser of doing what? Okay, so according to the chinuch, so if I bring a korban today outside the temple grounds, so then what's the halacha? So I'm the vatal mitzvah to say of bringing korbanos in the base of achira, and I'm also over the isser of what do you call shkita b'chutz? Okay, okay. And then he adds, Aval.
Aval ein hakavana lomar shiye alinu chiyuv lahakrib korban v'vizim mikdash achshav shu chorav. Zedavar barahu.
So many learn this is an implicit attack on the Rambam. Now what's he saying? Many.
He's saying, of course.
Not every Gaon learns that way, but most. So Aval ein hakavana lomar, the intention is not to say that what?
We are not obligated to bring korbanos nowadays.
Without a base of mikdash, right?
That's clear.
Right, so meaning that doesn't mean that there's a what's the factual argument meaning using Korban Pesach. So according to the Rambam, there's a chiyuv of Korban Pesach today, right? According to the Chinuch, there's not. But what's strange about the Chinuch? So the Chinuch would say today, without a Beis HaMikdash, without the physical institution in existence, or let's say there's you can't even talk about what he called bringing korbanos. It just doesn't exist, all right? But then what does he mean by the mitzvah? In other words, if I'm mevatel the mitzvah, in other words, if I bring a korban today outside the base of Bechira, I'm mevatel the mitzvah of hakrava of korban and base of Bechira.
Because there is a mitzvah to do it, just for other reasons.
Right, so now is the chinuch saying, just be careful here, is the chinuch saying that, let's say korban Pesach, is the chinuch saying that there's a mitzvah to bring korban Pesach? But what comes along with that mitzvah?
An Isra bringing it in the wrong place?
Not just an Isra chutz, but what else?
And I say to bring it there.
Right. Sounds like that's what he's saying. He's saying, if I have a mitzvah to bring a korban, there's actually two phenomena taking place, right? There is, I got to bring a korban Pesach. There's also, since I'm bringing a korban, where does it have to be done?
There.
Hands
not there.
Right, and then there's also an Israel of not there.
But that's the